5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
And now,
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Wow, it's been a week.
Morning. Yeah, it has.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like longer than a week.
Has it been longer than a week?
No, I don't think so, but it seems like longer than a week.
Oh, it's like, wait a minute.
What no, it? It's right. been a week, 7 days, right. exactly, like to the hour. But, yeah, it's been a long week.
Been a long week. It's always tough to come back to work after you have a short week, like Thanksgiving.
Right, that was short.
So we had to, well, last week was short because of Thanksgiving, not this past week, but the week before that was
right.
short. And you got used to being off work because most of us got a 4-day weekend. And then you
right.
come back on Monday and it's like, oh, my gosh. And around here, you come back on Monday and you start preparing for Friday, Saturday, which is Christmas parades galore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I know, right?
Yep.
And so we got all those done on
yep.
Friday and Saturday. We did Burlington, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva as usual. So, yeah, the week flew right by.
Mm-hmm.
It really did.
It did. I was
mm-hmm.
teaching, plus that, and we got one deer left to butcher today. Yeah. God, it's a blur.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing I have stuff to do, because being retired and being busy, I wouldn't know what day it was.
Right. Yeah, what would you do if you were working?
I don't know. I don't know how I did all this when I was working.
I mean, not that you're not working, because you're still teaching.
Well, no, but it's not like work.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, retirement work, fun stuff.
Anyway, we're going to talk about, I'm sorry, I keep hitting the chair.
I thought it was that mouse
It was
again.
Me. No, I'm, you know, I remember
Good thing
my
Jackson's
first day.
Not here.
Right. Hey, so if you want to just immediately get a feel for what the atmosphere of the show is going to be here in the open, and then we have Renee Wilging, and we never
That's
know
right.
what kind of atmosphere Renee is going to bring.
It'll be
Usually
fun.
It's funny and giggly, so that'll be good. But this is the atmosphere. This is the road I'm going down for this show, and that is something, you know, to the effect of, well, sarcasm. I'm just
no,
gonna say
from
it.
Here?
Right, I'm just going to say it. And here's why I know that that's not unusual.
It's happened before.
But I just want to say this. There are a lot of things that have happened that people, there are phrases that would qualify to be said, like people need to read the room. People need to take a step back and look at what's going on around them.
Right.
Take
off the blinders.
Maybe you should just be quiet for a minute. And I'm not talking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are a lot of things that have happened in the last few weeks that have proven that the way that the country is running and that people's attitudes are and just the atmosphere of the United States, that people are looking for a drastic change
yes.
and a move forward. And I'm just going to tell you that I get calls. I get far more calls about this show of the people saying, oh, my gosh, we can't believe you said, you know, finally somebody said what everybody's thinking. Or,
right.
you know, it's nice that you talked about that or you talked to this person, you can talk to that person. I get far more calls like that, just so the complainers know, than I get complaints. I just want you to know.
I believe that.
For every one person that complains, I get 4 or 5 compliments, hands down, and that's minimal. Proof that conservative talk radio is here to stay and is credible and common sense is the fact that our colleagues at WISN News Talk 1130 up in Milwaukee, not only did they have the largest share in the nation, but they also scored the largest share ever recorded by any station in the PPM era, which is how we keep track of listeners, excluding holiday books. Holidays at Christmas time, like right now, this is why we run Christmas music 24/7 during the holidays, is because
people want to hear it.
People want to hear it.
Yeah.
Whether they tell you or not, trust me, they want no station that doesn't air Christmas music gets good ratings in the wintertime. It just doesn't happen. Sorry. Okay? So exclude those numbers.
Okay.
WISN had the highest share of listeners. Of all the listeners, they had the most, not just in the nation, but ever.
Okay.
Ever in the last book that came out in November. Conservative talk radio is where people are going for common sense,
well, they
information,
want to hear the truth.
Discussion, entertainment, whatever you want to call it. Okay? So congratulations to them, first of all.
Well done.
You know, Dave Michaels obviously used to be here. He now produces with for Dan O'Donnell. And he also, he'll fill in for Jay Weber and Mark Belling once in a while. Also obviously fills in for Dan O'Donnell once in a while. And so all those guys and everybody else up there on that team, kudos. But also, thanks for continuing to do what you're doing, because people trust you more.
Well, yeah.
That's
exactly
what that means.
They want to hear the truth, and they want to hear, well, they want to see the truth, and they're seeing the truth. You know, where your liberal stations, I'm sure we'll talk about it later.
So the other thing is that I will be interested to see what the new administration, including the new director of the FCC, does with some of the NPR issues. The NPR has taken a extremely dramatic turn to the left, and it's publicly funded by our tax dollars. And when you know if my taxes are going to pay for something, then you should be neutral,
right?
And it's not.
Yeah.
So, there's some things there. It'll be interesting to see, you know, the communications industry and some of the things that come out of like I said, the new leadership at the FCC and the administration as a whole. But it is very, very enlightening, very, very, I don't want to say I'm very proud, but it's good to know that the conservative talking people, points, whatever, are being heard, and people trust it. And so that is awesome. And those numbers prove it. I mean, they blew it out of the water.
We
thought they were wrong. It was so good. But it's absolute. So, anyway, so congratulations to our colleagues up there, WISN. We love those guys and gals. And, that's great for them. Speaking of somebody we love.
Yeah.
Renee's here.
I know.
She's peeking through the window.
Cool.
Yes, we're
going
to talk to her about all kinds of stuff. One of the things I want to talk to her about, though, is customer service.
The lack thereof.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
So we will go down that road when we come back.
Well, that'll be an interesting road.
It will definitely be an interesting road. We'll be back on Life Matters right here on Lake 96.1. Stay tuned.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Renee Wilging.
Hello.
You're one of my top, probably, two favorite people.
She's all right.
I'm okay.
I don't
like
a lot of people.
Love it when Renee's here.
I don't like a lot of people. Yeah, just because we we both think the same way, and it's just not okay. It's not a good thing. That's not the compliment that
it's
we think
awesome.
The same.
It's awesome. No, it's perfect.
We do giggle a lot.
Never boring.
No.
Ever.
No.
And Nancy gives us that look with the head shake.
Listen, we were talking about something, though, off the air that's very important and that's actually very relevant to what you just said about
insurance
with my umbrella.
With your umbrella. From
y'all.
Indiana.
Here
y'all.
We go.
Y'all.
Customer service. I'm going to give you three examples right now. Customer service in this day and age is historically ridiculously bad.
It's like insurance.
100%.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Last week, Mike Mason, world famous for wrecking cars or having them stolen or whatever, hit a deer up here north of Imagine Theater on 120.
Which is common right now.
Yes, very common. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's really bad right now. What do they call that?
The rut. They're actually done with their one rut now. They're on their second rut.
Oh my gosh. They're into the second rut now.
Yes, it is horrible. Yeah. So he said he had a herd of deer run in front of him, which I don't doubt.
And he only hit one?
He doesn't know. He only killed one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. My guess is it hit him. You know, and that's many times you're not hitting the deer. They just.
If you look at his car, definitely.
It looks like the deer hit him.
It came in from the side. Yeah. So he calls the 800 number for his insurance company. And of course, they're like, oh, well, you know, we'll have to send somebody local out. And he said, well, do you know who that is or when they'll be here or what? And
no,
it's going to take 24 hours to transfer the file from here to there. Blah. And I was like, why don't you just call Renee? Well, because he did not take my advice.
I was going to say, I can't give him advice, but I can't do much because it's not something I have access to, you know?
Right.
I have no problem giving people, like, this is what I would do, you know, in this situation. You might want to call your agent and do this, but
he does not have an agent. He has an 800 number, and I cannot tell people enough the difference it makes to be able to call one person versus an 800 number.
Yeah,
and even if you say, I can't do this, I can't really handle this, you are going to have to go directly to the company, or here's the direction I want you to follow. In the meantime, do this or that. I mean, just to have that is priceless. It is absolutely
just
priceless.
Just somebody to represent you and have your back. I mean, it is completely different. And I really don't believe that the average person can go online and know how to buy their insurance.
No.
I just worked up a quote for home. Was an $800,000 home, nice cars, at state minimum limits.
Wow.
I'm like, you have this large asset.
Whoa.
And your auto insurance is at $2,550. That's just a smidge over state minimum.
Right.
So you have an accident. And she goes, oh, but our cars aren't worth that much. I'm like, but you have this large asset that you don't have a mortgage on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got an accident and you don't have enough coverage,
they're going to come after your large assets.
They're going to come after your large asset. So, I mean, very intelligent people, but I think people just don't understand insurance, and they need somebody to help them with that.
Like an agent.
Right. Like, I don't know, maybe like an agent.
It's a great idea.
Maybe we should get some of them.
I just don't understand why. I think the theory is people think that it's more expensive, and I'm here
it's
to
not.
Tell you that it is absolutely not, because the other thing my agent does is she looks around and makes sure that my insurance, both at home and here at the radio station, is in fact the best thing that we can do for the money that we need to pay.
Even if you have an agent and your agent is not responding to you now, especially with all the commotion in 2024 with the insurance, all the changes and different deductibles and changing how they're paying out on roofs and changing how they're doing this, claims. One thing we were going to talk about today was if you're not sure if you're going to put in a claim or not, it used to be, we'll put it in and we'll see what the company says. Don't do that anymore.
No.
Because that's now going to count against you.
Mm-hmm.
You can have
even if they don't pay out
claims.
Right.
And it's still counting as a claim against you, and that's going to hurt you moving forward. So, again, you're not going to know that unless you have an agent or an agent that calls you back. Right now, a lot of agents are very flustered.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a lot of them are not calling their clients back. It's been great for me. I've gotten a lot of business out of it. But if your agent does not have your back and not getting back to you, and I'm not saying at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, yeah, sometimes I do get back to my clients at 8 o'clock at night if they have a claim.
Yes, I know.
I want and they're freaking out. Yeah,
just
I do.
Special ones.
They I do get back to them if I have to. You know, if it's something that would cause them not to sleep, of course I'm going to quick text them back or whatever.
Well, that and...
But
and
even during business
hours. If they're
hours,
trying to get in touch with you that late at night, it's obviously not... Oh my gosh, my mailbox fell down. Do I have a claim? Right? So
no, I've had clients call me and blow up my phone over my premium went up $5 a month. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, my God. Like, okay, well.
That's something I'll do tomorrow.
Excessive.
But thank you for letting me know, and we will check it out. I have no idea right now.
Think about it all night long.
Yeah.
But here's another story of bad customer service. So this house, you know the story. This house came available. Mm-hmm. We were not never even thought about moving right now. So we weren't pre-approved for the mortgage. So I started the process, but then somebody else made an offer on the house, so it went off the market, and I was like, oh, kind of discouraged, so I didn't finish the process. And then the house came back on the market, and so now I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get all this paperwork in right now because I need to get this out. Like, I don't want this to happen again. And so I bank locally.
Mm-hmm.
I just won't not bank locally. Now, I will tell you this. My dad was completely the opposite. He wouldn't trust a local bank as far as you could throw it.
Too.
I mean, just wouldn't. But I do. And because it's mostly because I like it when I walk into a place and people do actually know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Makes you comfortable.
Or you have a contact person that you can email and go, hey, Beth, you know, what's going on with this? And they know, oh, yeah, we can take care of that. And,
right.
You know?
So my husband, on the other hand, because he travels, he doesn't want to pay the fee if he needs to get money out somewhere else. And so he banks at a national bank. And I'm mm-hmm. just going to say it's U.S. Bank.
Right.
So in the process of applying for this mortgage, I need, you know, of course, when he set up the account, he said, I don't need paper
statements
in the month, you know, every month. And who knows if he signed up for online statements to be.
He probably doesn't know either.
He doesn't. He absolutely does not.
No.
When we were. Now, my name is on the account. I'm on the account.
Right.
Because, you know, I need to be able to. If he's not in town. Right. I called. I don't have any idea if I even signed him up. It says that both of our phone numbers have accounts with U.S. Bank, but I don't remember setting him up, and that would have had to have been me because Ty can barely use his phone. So it's true.
It's a guy thing sometimes, yeah.
So,
oh, my God.
So I have to call an 800 number because I get myself locked out of even trying to get into these accounts. All I need is two bank statements, right to upload to the mortgage company. I get this lady. I give her all the information. And I'm giving her the information. She's asking me last four digits, social security number, your mom's maiden name, this question, that question. Not only am I giving her the information that's under me, but I'm saying Ty's is this. Mine is this. Ty's is this.
Because we know mine our husband's stuff just like that.
Our husband couldn't recite his social security number if you paid him.
No,
I can't.
But we know all of that, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
So I'm rattling all this stuff off at the end of it. She's like, yeah, you're going to have to go into a branch because one of your answers doesn't match up. I was like, which one? Well, I'm not authorized to tell you that because now there's, you know. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. And I said, so you can't reset this thing. You can't. Nope, because we couldn't securely verify your identity or whatever. And I'm like, I just rattled off every damn thing that you could have possibly asked me.
Did they hear it
can't
wrong?
Be wrong.
That's
right?
What I said. Yeah, right? I said maybe that because that's what I was getting at.
Right.
And I said, well, can we start over? And she said, no, everything is right here in front of me. And I was like, fine, thanks for
nothing.
No help whatsoever. Yeah. And I hung up.
Yeah.
So I had to go
to the bank.
To the bank and say, what? Okay. This has got to stop.
Right.
People need to start interacting with people on mm-hmm. a much more personal and intimate basis again.
They do.
This has been lost in a generation.
Oh, yeah.
It was lost because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's lost because of AI. Oh, it's lost, and there are jobs that people need to do and questions and interaction that people need to have with a human being.
And this generation coming up, they don't know how to do that.
Oh, they have no idea how to do that.
What's going to happen? And it's only going to get worse, or maybe it's going to do a total flip-flop, and that'll be the end, and it'll go back to total customer service.
Well, no matter what goes on with technology and AI and all that junk,
mm-hmm. yeah.
we still need people doing people.
We need people. We need people.
And you're right. We're losing that skill.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Communication is horrible. I could go on forever.
Lazy, 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 lazy and is what I see it as. But then, that takes me back to having an agent.
Right.
Okay. first of all, I personally also feel like Renee holds me accountable for things too that she needs to hold me accountable for. Well,
she should.
Well, I don't know. It's like as I've gotten older, I'm not as nice as I used to be. Not with you, but like other clients will.
You don't need to be nice with her either.
I mean, no, don't be nice to me. No, but if you know, I've gotten less tolerant over the excuses.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I guess because people will bark all over at me and say, well, why didn't you call me and tell me that you sent out 4 notices for that payment and now I don't have coverage?
Why didn't you read your
notice? I'll be like, is this the correct mailing address? Well, yes, it is. Well, don't you inform me before it cancels?
I did. Four times.
There's 4 notices. Well, that's just not appropriate customer service. And I'm just like, you know, in the olden days, I would actually get these pieces of mail in my hand and look at them. And I could reach out to people. It's not like that anymore.
Right.
It downloads into my computer, and I don't know until it's gone.
Right.
Some companies will shoot me an email and let me know, but the majority of them don't. So
it's not because of anything you're doing.
Again,
it's because
not
of
my
how
entitlement.
Right.
You know, that's not my job.
Right.
Well, I don't open my mail all summer long because I'm working. Well, maybe we need to try something new. Maybe we need to do auto pay. You know,
right.
Maybe we need to do something like that. And, you know, I'm not as nice and patient about that stuff anymore. You know,
well, that's because
can you imagine
how many excuses she's heard just from me alone?
No, you're fine. I mean, you're good. No, but I'm just the attacking mentality.
I'm gonna say around
38. No, not at all. But just the attacking mentality. People didn't used to attack you like they do now. And now I'm just like...
That's how you communicate now. If I don't like what you're telling me, I just scream at you.
Yeah, you bite, and they think, well, you know, squeaky wheel gets the deal or whatever that thing
No,
is.
It doesn't.
It does not. It just...
Listen, y'all need to learn.
It just irks me.
Should be yelling at gets the black eye.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
The election will also teach people...
I hope so.
That yelling and screaming and bitching all the time will, in fact, not get you what you want. And eventually, those of us who've had our patience run out with you will stomp our foot, put our foot down, and say, we're not having your crap anymore.
Right.
We're going back.
I mean, I don't mind explaining to people why their rates went up. I mean, I know you're upset.
They got a right to know that.
But don't yell at me and say, why did you raise my rates?
Right.
Because, like, I have any control over that.
Right.
Well, let's go through it and see, you know, see what's going on. And let's see
can you say sometimes because you're being a jerk?
No, I can't. Well, there's a new thing that, it's not new, but a lot of agents now saying, hey, I can fire that client.
And yes, you can.
And back in the olden days, we would never even think about that. But, oh, yeah.
Hey, we fired clients.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's never been kind of part of the customer,
well,
the good customer service. You know, you know, not that the customer's always right, but kind of. And then you take care of them.
Right.
I don't think the customer's always right.
I think you're there for
the customer. That's your job, is to help them, to provide them with a good service that they can work with.
Explain to them what they want to, you know, when they need that explanation.
Right. But I don't think anybody has the right to yell and scream at you.
No.
Especially when you're asking for help.
Right.
And you're calling me asking for help and you're going to yell at me?
Right.
And I think most agents are going to be very transparent. This is what's going on. This is what I can work on. This is what I can fix. And this is what I have no control over. I'm sorry you had 3 accidents this year. Bad timing, because the rates are really going up anyway. And then you do that.
Right.
Then I get the, what's my insurance for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it paid for the claims, didn't it?
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Well... You're always going to have that. People get immediately defensive.
It's just a lot
when they know
worse
it's their fault.
Than it used to be.
Right.
Well, that's because they think it's okay.
Right.
To act like that
they
to someone.
They do think it's okay to talk
and
to people
not.
In a very degrading way. And,
right.
And you really shouldn't do that.
Never.
You know? And you don't think that because you do that, you're going to get a better answer.
Right.
Or you're going to get what you want. It doesn't work that way.
You're like... What happens when you talk to me like that?
I've never talked to you like that.
Exactly. Nothing. Zero. No. Less than zero.
Right. Right.
Less than zero.
Well,
I have no desire to help you if you're going to be a jerk.
No.
What have I said? I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, red, white, blue, green, yellow. I don't care. Don't care if you're young, you're old. If you're a jerk, you're a jerk.
Right.
I do not judge on anything else other than how you treat me and others. Absolutely.
And level of respect. And right. Some of these young kids come and say, well, I'm not going to respect you until you earn your respect. No, it doesn't work that way. There is a level of assumed respect at all. At the initiation of knowing somebody, there is a level of assumed respect.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, then yes, if you want that extra, you know, respect and admiration, then you need to earn that admiration and everything. But there is an expected respect just, you know, even
here's
with acquaintances.
Here's a thought. You're coming to me.
Right.
How about you respect the fact that I know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Well, there's a reason that they're coming to you or
exactly.
to you for
right.
insurance.
For any customer service type thing.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, they have a problem. They're coming to you to help you with a problem.
Because in their mind, right. you're an right. expert.
Right. Oh, don't say
and
that
if
word.
You
don't
come
say
in
that
with
word.
A preconceived notion of how it's going to go and what you want to hear, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going in because you don't know or you
right.
need the help or whatever.
Somebody who is experienced can give you the advice.
Yeah, I think everybody on initial contact should be given a common courtesy or a mm-hmm. level of respect. And
right.
I do believe it needs to be earned beyond that.
Right.
In a professional way. But if you can't give that little bit of respect, you're not getting any respect back from me.
No.
Like I said, I don't. When are we going to...
That
Stop the temper tantrum throwing.
Yeah,
well,
that's
what people get away with now. The louder you yell, the more you get away with. Look at the way a lot of kids act towards their parents.
Oh.
If I acted that way towards my parents,
you'd be dead.
I would be black and blue. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They would not have tolerated it.
Right.
And thank God they didn't. And I don't know any parents when I was growing up that would tolerate that kind of behavior from their child.
Have you ever seen that lady?
You always
with
had
this?
The one that had, was like that, though.
Well, have you ever seen this lady on Facebook? And I think her name is Sherry, but she's got like a pixie haircut, and she always wear, and it's always in like cute colors and everything. But she's like I was going to say she's older, but she's like our age.
Okay.
She's older, but she talks about, we went through... You know, we had to drink out of the hose, and our parents locked us out until the streetlights went on.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
You know, and then there's another one, Kelly Mano, and she's like, you would die today if you had to live through what we lived through.
Right.
With, you know, we didn't have bottled water.
And they locked
we
the doors.
We didn't have this.
You're going outside to play, and you weren't allowed back in the house. You just, the doors were locked. You,
right.
I don't
right.
know. You had to pee. You try to find maybe a neighbor's mom would let you in to go pee, but, you know.
Well,
I mean,
find a different
area. I mean,
we just, it's.
She threw sandwiches out, bologna sandwiches out at us every now and then and
uh-huh.
locked the door again.
Ty swears that his parents used to lock them out of the house until 6:30 at night. And I said, well, I have thought about it.
We never got locked out. We had to be home for lunch. We had to be home for dinner. But once our chores were done, we were allowed to go out and explore. And I never wanted to be inside.
Yeah, we didn't want to.
If I was in the house, it was either horrible weather or I was in trouble.
Right.
And you did not want to be in trouble in the house because my mom had a laundry list of stuff that needed to be done.
Being grounded meant you were grounded to being in the house.
Well, and you worked.
I mean,
you didn't sit down and watch TV.
And you didn't have a TV in your bedroom either.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And you had the one phone that had the long cord that you went down to the basement for privacy that went down the stairs and, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was the only way we could
That's a girl thing.
That's a girl thing,
yeah. No, we didn't have that.
But my parents did lock the door because she was cleaning. So she didn't want us tracking in dirt during the day in the summer, so she would lock the door. You're not coming in.
Mine didn't lock us out, but we didn't
let us in if we had to.
I mean, we didn't want to.
I didn't want to go home.
Like, yeah, she'd have a hard time finding us.
Riding my bike or playing mm-hmm. baseball or doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing on Facebook. There's a kids in the 70s, and they're all lined up in their on their bicycles, and they're like, yeah, parents kind of thought you were just in the neighborhood, but, you know, by the time you got home, you had like 50
miles
on there. And
right?
Yeah. It's like, we went everywhere.
You went rock climbing.
I mean, it fell
out of a 40-foot tree.
And no batteries.
Yeah, yeah.
Mom never knew.
We lived
we
right on
chargers.
Lake Michigan, so we were playing in those cliffs and, mm-hmm. you know, digging.
That'd be a blast.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
We're talking with Renee Wilging from Hendricks Wilging Insurance Company, and we're talking about absolutely nothing that has to do with insurance,
which is
not true.
We are talking about because
the customer care aspect
right.
is out the window. Yeah. And so when you have an agent who has a personal connection to you,
right.
which the moment you become somebody's agent, you do because you care about their family. What'd you do?
This is why I will not use the you know your self checkout lane every fuse, because that's just more stuff where you're there's no interaction with people.
Sometimes I like rather, that though.
Well, with some of the checkout clerks, because there's attitude of a grape. But if you can say hi and have a little bit of a conversation, doesn't that make your shopping experience that much better?
There is a young girl that...
I don't like the self-check either.
Well, I will do it if I just want to stay away from it.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't know how...
Yeah, I don't need... It's like,
when I have a huge order or something, God, no, I'm not doing that myself.
It's a computer. I'd rather shoot computers than use them.
Yeah. Well, and then they always have a little kid just watching over you, making sure... I'm like... What am I stealing? The bananas? I'm not gonna take anything. I'm listening for the beep.
Scooter, I didn't eat any of the grapes.
Right, we're good. Yeah.
The weight is the weight.
But
it's just that when you have an agent,
right,
you get that customer service.
And
you
don't get blown off. A dime.
Right. You don't get frustrated. You don't, you know, and so your homeowners, your business, your life insurance, your car insurance, all of those things, you know, the toys. You need to be able to pick up the phone and not dial an 800 number.
And don't think that when you call your agent, whatever you're asking is going to cost you more money.
No!
Like most of the time when the client says, hey, do I have coverage for this? I'm going to say, absolutely, you're fine. No need to do anything. Well, I'm thinking about doing this and this. Well, don't do that. Probably not. That probably would not be a good idea. We're not gonna do that, and I will explain why. Yeah, so don't do that.
So I can't put a zip line from my house down to the pond?
No, and I've actually had that conversation a few times, you know. Or people in the
with
second
Tom?
Story. No, just between slides that go down into ponds from a second story of a house. And
oh, would that be cool?
It is really cool.
Where's Jackson when we need him?
But it's, it is cool. But
and if he didn't, we'd throw him
you
down.
You got to understand why it's a nightmare for insurance companies. So you got to understand why, although it'd be fun and cool,
it's probably not something
an insurance company wants to look at.
Think up just to drive you a little bit crazy.
I know, but that's, yeah. So, but sometimes you just call us and we can say, oh, no, you're fine. You're covered. Like we're perfectly fine. Not a big deal. But so don't think it's going to cost more money talking to us. And we're not going to try to upsell you. And I'm not talking for all agents because.
Well, we all have our black eyes.
Yeah, it's just, you know, some of them, it's like, you know, if your agent is a salesperson, they're not a service person normally.
That's not an agent,
right?
That's a salesperson.
The way I look at it is it costs me a lot more money to write new business than it does to maintain a good personal relationship with an existing piece of business.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can maintain that relationship for my business, it's even better. It's better for you as well, but it's also better for my business. So I'm not looking to upsell you and add, hey, do you want fries with that? You know, that's not happening. But I will say, hey, you're probably missing this. Something to stew on, you know, if we did this.
Well, and, you know, it's not, you know, I said, you know, AI and people are able to log in and do everything electronically now. But that's not even really the issue, because the mortgage company that I'm working with that, you know, again, I started it 3 weeks ago. And then, like I said, I got discouraged and blew it off and was like, ah,
now you're back to doing it.
Now I'm back to doing it. Like, she kept in touch with me.
Good.
You know, it's Becky Stritt at Fairway Mortgage.
Oh, she's the best.
Right.
Oh, Becky,
so,
anybody who needs financing, go to
Becky.
She's the best.
Yeah, just upload it. No big deal. Do this, do that, you know, and kept emailing me. Hey, I'm just checking in. I'm like, I know. I'm going to get it. We'll see if that house goes back on the market or, you know, we'll, you know, find something else. Just be patient. Thank you for your patience.
Right.
And, she was like, yeah, no problem. Just it'll sit there
she
until you upload the rest of it. And so, but she even, like, those barriers didn't exist even though I was doing everything electronically and not having to, like, go take her things.
And that's why she does so well, because her referral base has got to be ginormous. Because, I mean, whenever I see it come through in one of my clients where they're buying a house or something and I see her name, I'm like, ah. Things are going to they're going to run really smoothly here. I'm not going to deal with talking to four different processors and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm going to have one person that knows what she's doing. She can get this stuff done and just get it done for the client and then get it done for me. So I'm not like jumping through hoops either.
Every time she brings up the house, I smile a little bit.
Why?
Because I told you not to be discouraged.
I know.
No, nothing saying that deal is going to go through.
I know.
It's good to be right once in a while.
I should have known that it wouldn't go through, but...
But we're still working on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll find out pretty quickly whether or not... you know, it's
going to happen.
It's something
I think this time it will too.
It's something that has to be, it needs a major amount of work.
You have to have a specific buyer for this home.
Exactly.
And you fit that mold with Ty being...
We do, because we've done this before, and we have no kids that we have to worry about. That was the problem, apparently, with the buyers before, was that they realized that their situation, they weren't going to be able to live in it while they remodel it.
Right.
I don't care if I have a kitchen or not. There's a working bathroom. There's electricity. The furnace is working. There's plenty of rooms that are finished
heat,
that
water,
we can.
It won't be pretty, and I won't maybe have my flooring in, but oh well, you know.
But
we're shoes.
Yep. Right.
Right?
So, so like that doesn't matter to us because I'd just as soon go to a restaurant anyway. My husband's like, we are going to put a kitchen back in this house, just so you know.
Well, and tarps are walls.
And what?
Tarps can be walls.
Tarps can be walls.
With no problem.
Right. Well, I mean, it doesn't even meet that level of necessity. It's just really most of it is aesthetic.
It needs to be updated. It's very
and it
dated.
Does need to be updated.
Yeah, just,
but
that's
so much fun.
I know.
It's fun.
Demo.
Especially when you have
the demo
is fun, but then you also have just the older homes have just that inherent beauty.
It's got pocket doors.
It's got, stuff that you can modernize it without modernizing
it. Character style.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was one thing I didn't like about my house when we built it because we had a little Milwaukee bungalow in Milwaukee with the stained glass and the built-in china cabinets.
Uh-huh.
Then I come to my house, which is a square house with, you know, drywall and some oak in there, and I'm like, yeah.
It's nice.
Uh-huh. It's well, I got trees.
Well,
I got
new.
Trees to look at now instead of looking at more, my neighbor in the bathroom at the same time I'm in the bathroom because we're so close to each other. Yeah,
I definitely miss our house in Elkhorn. It was a 1910 house.
Yeah,
federal.
Yeah.
It had a lot of character. We kept it pretty close when I redid all the woodwork. I used the rosettes and the corner pieces that, and it was all oak. It was gorgeous, but. The property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God. I would be lost without my trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's what it is. Like, now we're in the country. And, that's a fair trade. I have a very simple house, but I have a beautiful
property.
Beautiful trees to look at.
The atmosphere.
Yeah. It's just different.
And you can create inside that. That's why I don't care what the inside of the house looks like. I'm going to make it whatever I want to make it anyway.
Right.
Right. And so when you,
it's not a
garage. And Ty will have
a garage.
Not a garage.
It's
a Taj garage.
It's a small garage. It's just a little garage.
Ty will now have a garage.
Oh, he'll be so excited.
I plan to heat. I mean.
You won't have your his and hers anymore, though.
Huh?
That's okay.
Oh, houses?
Hers.
Right,
and his.
Yeah.
That I really
depends on what we do with the garage.
Right. He plans on spending. He's like, I'm going to spend some time there.
Really?
Well, how about?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? They're going to be on my property doing the garage while Amy and I are on their property building the second story.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
It is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you won't be there. You won't know. You come home and the second story will be there.
No, I'll come home and I'll put the shingles back on because that's about as far as they're going to get in ripping the roof off.
I would not underestimate us.
I wouldn't.
I'm not underestimating either one of you.
They're very strong women.
Mm-hmm. I know. And they have talents. I completely understand that.
Good answers.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
But you're very well trained.
I know
trained.
Better.
He's very well trained.
He is very well trained.
Hey, you know, you're here because I guess there's like some health insurance deadlines or something.
Okay, so
I'm going to allow you to have like 3 seconds to talk about it because it's the most hated subject on the planet.
You have till today.
All right, moving on.
Till today?
The 7th is, for Medicare supplements.
Well, then we're passed.
So we're passed. What day is today? What is today, 8th? Is it the 8th already? Okay. So we're passed. So your Medicare supplements, if you want a Medicare Advantage program. You should have done that yesterday.
But what about regular health insurance?
Regular
marketplace.
If you want to go in there and upgrade or change anything, or sometimes you're going to have to make sure you sign up for something, you have until December 15th for January
1. Okay.
Or you have January 15th for February 1.
Oh.
After January 15th, you are SOL. You're either stuck with what you got or you got nothing.
It's insane that you are only allowed to buy health insurance during a 6-week period.
Right.
Unless you have a situation where you lose your insurance, obviously, during the course of the year and you have a qualifying event, then you can go back in.
This was a free country.
I'm still hung up on the A to B to C and to D.
Yeah, but you're not
but
enough
I can't,
to be
if
on
I don't
that
do it
yet.
In time, I get penalized for it.
Well,
I know this is something totally different.
Medicare supplements,
yeah, I'm not ready for
you
it
can
yet.
Do it anytime. A Medicare Advantage that you're hearing on TV all the time with like Humana does
right.
and all that kind of stuff. Those are the ones that you only have until the 7th to change your Medicare Advantage. Otherwise, you're stuck with what you had.
Can I also tell you that, you know, I was watching all those commercials on TV and I was like, A, B, C, D, oh my God, I have no idea what this is. After you were here last time and you said
you
A
still
is
didn't
this,
know?
B
remember,
is this,
yeah.
I was like, now I understand.
A
is for the hospital, the ambulance.
Right.
Hospital.
And the B is when you're broken, it's for
the
equipment.
The doctor and equipment, right?
And the D is for the drugs.
D's for the drugs, that's an easy one.
You need
those. And C is the advantage, which covers all three.
Yes, the cash.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I understood it all.
Yeah. You understood
you
the assignment.
I did. I don't need it. Now, I do have a very pertinent question.
Oh, no.
You know how I love Mercy.
Mercy, yep.
And my insurance changed, and I was not able to use Mercy anymore. But now I will be moving back, hopefully, fingers crossed.
To Walworth County.
Into Walworth County. And Mercy has their own health care plan.
Mm-hmm. Mercy Care.
Didn't think about that.
Because I'm moving, will I be able to?
Yes, you should be able to.
Because there's no distance or something, right?
There's a qualifying event.
Okay.
Yep, so you should be able to change.
Yes!
So for that alone, we got to make this happen.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I want to go back there.
So
love them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And not that Ascension has been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
It's just each county is assigned to different companies, and that's how it works.
Yeah. Well, and you've got to go where you're comfortable going.
Right. Where your doctors are. And some people love Mercy. Some people love Aurora. Some love Ascension. You know, it just depends on what you love.
By the way, I don't love Mercy just because they sponsor this show.
But
I loved them before they sponsored the show. But
and
no, I mean, it's just...
Best physical therapy place ever is in Mercy.
And as evidenced by the doctors and the, you know, and the professionals that we've had from Mercy, I mean, they
do a great
moving
job.
Forward all the time,
right.
Which is so important in
healthcare. My doctors are Aurora, but I've dabbled into Mercy for special things, definitely, where I'm like, okay, this is where, you know, I think I liked it better when I could use both.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's just, that was taken away. Don't like that.
You won't lose your doctor.
Yeah, I really like
trying to get me started.
Choice. Don't even
listen,
get me started.
I have Hunter Biden pardoning things that I need to get off my chest.
I don't even, I can't.
No, you're not going to stick around for the final segment?
I can't.
Is your head going to explode?
It's going to explode.
It's exploding right now. Can you without using the bleeper?
No.
I don't know.
That's why she can't, stick around.
Nope.
She's got to go.
My eyes are watering.
You're burning a hole in the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm just, my eyes are watering. I can't. The words will come out.
So the moral of this half-hour conversation with Renee Wilging from Hendricks Wilging Insurance Company in Elkhorn is that you have 1 week to get onto the marketplace.
For Medicare Advantage.
No, I'm not talking about Medicare. I'm talking about normal marketplace
people. Yeah, because the 15th, it's coming up pretty quick.
Right. Yeah,
if you miss it, don't freak. You can get it still.
But you're going to go for insurance for a month.
February, February 1st.
And that's when you'll need it.
And then you're done.
So you have this small window, like, kind of right now.
Right.
Yeah. Get it done.
You're done for
just
the year.
Get it done. And just because you had it last year, don't just assume, because the rates have really jumped up quite a bit this year, and deductibles are quite a bit higher.
Yes,
so
I've noticed.
Don't be afraid to go in there and see what fits you better. You know, I mean, play with it because, geez, I mean, we went in there and it was crazy how it had changed. But I did some manipulation of what I wanted and what was more important to me, and I found something that fit us better.
Yeah.
Same company, different program.
But even if you're going to stay with the same thing, you still have to go on and check.
You should go on and check and make sure your doctors are still there.
Well, I don't think it's automatic. The insurance information that I got said.
It's not a renewal?
No, that you need to go on and find your, because they change.
They change.
And so what they do is they assign it a different policy now, or this is different, or that's different. It's a different plan because this changed. And so you have to go in and say, okay, I accept that change. So you have to go check it. Don't assume it's going to renew.
Because then you're stuck for a whole year without it. Now, you can get a short-term major medical policy. I can get you one of those if you miss it. That is not a problem, except if you have pre-existing conditions.
Right.
Then I could have nothing for you, or I have a policy for you that gives you no coverage for your pre-existing conditions. So don't take this lightly.
Mm-mm.
You know,
1 week. You've got 1 week to get this done.
Pop in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. How do we get in touch with you when we want to ask you a question?
I
know, but
you can call me at
262-742-4029. 262-742-4029. Well, Merry, Merry Christmas. I don't think... What? What night? Oh, God. She's going to snort.
We did get snort. It's not often. She got really got really excited about the 4-0-zoot. Jeez.
The 4-0-zoot-9.
It kind of sounded like Rainman. 4-0-2-9. No, no, the 2-9.
Oh, my God. Again.
Renee Wilking.
We lost Renee.
I lost her. That was it. That was it. We're shutting her down. Oh.
Just
thank
laugh.
You for joining us. Thank you for joining us all year long. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And I know you can't talk right now. So.
I can. My eyes are watering.
Okay. Her eyes are watering. She's crying.
Cry.
And now you're going to cry. Oh,
I'm not
going to
cry.
Oh, I hate it when Renee makes Tom cry. We'll be back
and we're
with
still
more.
Snorting.
She's still snorting. We'll be back with more Life Matters right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters.
Renee's
she had to be cut off.
Yeah, Renee's okay. We
She's
did
okay.
have to roll her out of the studio.
Because she was laughing.
She's still giggling on the floor outside, but we got people around her. She'll
it's
be
okay.
Fine.
We only have a few minutes of the show left, so we'll get to her. She's fine. Somebody will... I don't know. I'm
Get
sure there's
snort.
Candy. I'm sure there's candy out there left over from the parades last night. So,
oh yeah,
yeah,
she'll be all right.
Yeah. So anyway, we started out the show talking about the difference between a little bit about the difference between conservative talk and liberal talk radio stations, of which obviously the show leans conservative. I know that you've noticed because I do get the emails from people who say they can't believe I said this or that, and. You know, but every person that speaks into a microphone or looks into a camera will have a snippet, and that's everybody from the host to the guest will all the time have a snippet cut out without the rest of the context.
Oh, yeah.
Again, Eric Hovde was not totally against abortion.
Right.
That's just the snippet of a sentence that you heard. They lied to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Speaking of lies.
More lies.
I could tell you, I could list the sound bites. I could run the sound bites from Biden and KJP about no, no, no pardon, no pardon, no pardon, no pardon.
Mm-hmm.
I could run it. But the fact, I call it the pardon that was heard around the world.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, people are trying to say he pardoned him. Well, he's a fan. You understand. You know, he's a father and he just, oh, really?
I don't understand that. My parents wouldn't do that for me.
Well, usually when you pardon someone, it's after they've served their time.
Well, yeah, or they even or maybe sometimes. Get sentenced because he hasn't even been sentenced yet.
Exactly. And he pardoned him. And I know we're beating a dead horse here because this is old news, but
right.
What went on in 2014? Oh, Burisma. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So he pardoned him all the way back. And I don't know, and I haven't seen, maybe I should look into it further, but... Did he pardon him for all the future crimes he's going to commit? Because you know he's going to.
I don't think I heard about future stuff. Just past. They might have been a mistake. Maybe they should have gone future.
Well, because you know.
He's
probably breaking the law right as we speak.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but,
he's unchecked. Why
listen,
wouldn't he?
I'm not buying the whole he's a family man and he cares about his family thing because
no.
Joe's got a granddaughter that he doesn't acknowledge.
Right.
And so this family man stuff, I'm not buying it. Okay?
No.
So he did it to protect himself. We all know it. We
right.
all know he lied. We all know. And we all knew
again.
He had every intention of doing it. We knew he was going to pardon Hunter. But to say that he did it because he's afraid that the future administration is going to go after his son, they don't care.
Well,
he's been convicted and was about
right.
to be sentenced. Donald Trump does not care about Hunter Biden in the least.
Mm-hmm.
He is in the past. Nobody cares.
No, he's moving forward.
Right. Nobody cares, especially Trump and all of those people. That's a big, fat waste of time.
Right.
So, and can you imagine if President Trump were pardoning Eric or Don Jr.?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, they'd lynch him. But one thing that bothers me is that Joe Biden says that he doesn't trust the justice system because this was a politically motivated attack on his son, which we know is not true. He broke the law.
Right.
But what about what they've been doing to Donald Trump for the last 12 years? This started before he became president the first time.
I mean, aren't
and
the
it's never stopped.
Right. And the Democrats, they're literally eating their own at this
point.
Oh,
God. Yeah, it's ugly.
They are turning on each other.
Yep.
They know that they were all lying. They know it's coming to a head. They knew that this house of cards was going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has, and they're all panicked. I will be stunned at the if the Democrats retain very many of the people that they have
in
office. Yeah,
I think
right
they're
now.
All running for cover, and they're trying to save themselves.
Yep.
And lie after lie with this guy, how can you defend him anymore?
Well, he probably has Alzheimer's.
Did you see any of the footage from him in Africa?
Yeah,
he was in Africa last week.
Yeah, you mean where he authorized $1 billion in aid for African nations that have suffered from natural disasters, when we've got Carolina, Georgia, Florida,
right.
All those people. Those people are still living, some of them in tents
in below
on their
zero
property.
Or in below freezing weather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But we're sending $1 billion to Africa.
Right. Well, we just sent several hundred million more to the Ukraine.
I think they may have stopped that for a minute.
I hope they did.
Maybe it did end up going through, but I do know that the Speaker of the House was like, whoa, 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 on that last week. It was
that
last
whole
week,
thing
like
should stop.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. All of it should stop. Yeah. Well, that's what this new Dodge committee is going to do, or Doge, right. Or whatever they're
Doge,
calling it.
Doge, I think it's called.
Doge.
And they're getting Democrats on that committee, too.
Oh, so absolutely. This, there are Democrats volunteering
yes,
for this committee.
Yes, I think it's going to be a good committee.
Uh-huh. Because they see
Fingers
it,
crossed.
Too.
Right. Right. But more importantly, on the Africa trip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I'm 100% with the $1 billion promise. It was embarrassing thinking that that guy is ruling our country.
Yeah.
He's in charge.
I can't watch it. I can't watch anymore.
No. He's standing there with the president of Africa or whatever province they were in Africa. And the man is trying to shake his hand. And he doesn't even know he's there.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. It was probably a good 3 or 4 seconds he's holding his hand out, which is an eternity when you're waiting for an eternity when you're waiting for a handshake.
But, and when you're on camera.
Yeah, and they're guiding him like he was a blind pony, you know, kind of ushering here and there. How is he still in rule?
Oh, he's not. Come on. He hasn't been running the country for a long time. Here's what Trump is going to do.
Horrible.
The problem is that the people that we have elected are not actually doing the job.
Correct.
Okay?
Agreed.
All of these people that were hired by people are doing the job. Okay? And we didn't say that's who we wanted to do the job.
Right.
Follow through, implementing policy, you know, creating policy. We didn't ask for those people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for the elected representatives to do that, and that's not what's happening. And so these paid people who are basically employees
right.
of the government that are making decisions and implementing things and doing things that they have no business doing because, again, not one single vote did they get.
Correct.
They're going to eliminate a bunch of those people.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you that if you looked at your boss and said, yeah, I'm going to work from home except for like 2 days a week. Look for another job.
Right. That's the way it should be.
Right.
Employees shouldn't be telling bosses what they're going to do.
Yeah. So if you haven't gone to your office in a long time and you don't plan on it and you work for the government, that's probably going to be a problem with good old Elon and Vivek.
Yeah. I don't see them taking much guff from anybody. They're going to run a tight ship.
I have one more thing obviously... We have seen how out of touch, how completely out of touch some people are with the reality of like normal people,
mm-hmm.
like everyday people who get up and go to work and live a life and love and, you know, want to find happiness
right.
and just, you know, be good people and all of that. To underscore how out of touch with people are. So USA Today, the money section, reported that people spent a record amount of money on Black Friday on online shopping. They spent $10.8 billion online on Black Friday. So the Ways and Means Committee from Washington, D.C., Congress, posted on their X/Twitter account, whatever they call it now. And here we were thinking y'all couldn't afford eggs.
Oh, my God.
You want to know why they spent $10.8 billion? Is because the prices are so damn high.
Right. Right. There, any kind
did
of sale,
set a record
savings?
Because we have to pay so much more.
Right.
We didn't buy any more. They didn't buy more.
Probably bought less.
Probably.
Yeah. Because credit cards are already full.
Yeah. So yeah. They took it down. But first of all, y'all, that's something I can get away with saying.
Right.
Not something a government agency should be writing.
Not at all.
And
very inappropriate.
How incredibly demeaning and condescending that is. No, we can't afford eggs.
You can afford food. Well, you can afford to pay more in taxes then.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
how
they
think. Horrible thing to say.
Right. So it's just look forward. Just look forward. January can't come soon enough. Things are going to change. Attitudes are going to change. Business confidence is changing already. Like, and even if you don't think it affects you, it does. You may not realize that it affects you, but it does. And so everybody just have a great, you know, holiday season and enjoy yourselves and try not to fight with your family and all of that, because next Christmas is going to be a huge celebration.
God, I hope
so. The economy is going to look better.
Yep.
Confidence is going to be there. Just all of that. And we won't have all this lying.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, the Democrats, they're even turning on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
They're eating
their own.
Absolutely.
So just everybody is starting to realize, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
New path.
And start
Let's
enjoying
do this.
Christmas, because we all got an early present.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, some of us did.
Well, it's a gift is a gift, and you may not like it at first, but I think the majority of the people with functioning brains in the country are going to realize that they got a gift.
You can't return it.
Nope.
Ha ha.
Just enjoy it.
That's it for Life Matters. We'll be back next week with some sort of shenanigans. I'm not sure what it'll be.
No, not on this show.
Oh, no, never. Coming up next, more music right here on Lake 96.1.